Wann okay, Marielle? Nagpuan ra ka dagdi ni Kodan. Kanya, manok na fried. Nga. Di ka igot to korta ni. Nagkuan na ni, naglimpo. Dahil ang sobra kay fried nga manok. Kasi oins man pa. Pero igoy-igoon to ni Mariel kung unsa yan nakita dito kung tayo bang 100 na kuwan. Dayo, napay 100 karam yan. Oh, itlog duha. Tinood ni. Tapos wag ko may sa gasolin. Katulo ko nagbutik. Bukino, munggod. Ya. Untuk dong. Next, proceed naman tayo dito kay Aisha. As you can see, it's been logged. And now, to assign materials to this project, proceed lang po tayo kay File, punta po tayo kay Project. View lang po natin and pwede natin i-search yung item o yung project po natin. Highlight and click po natin yung Assign Materials to Assign Materials. Sa daw? Huh? Ba, Sir Jeff? Uy! Biskot! Yung drawer! And if ever, mag-a-allocate na po tayo ng mga materials to this project, punta lang po tayo ulit kay project, pwede nating i-click yung view, and pwede din nating i-search. After that, click natin si Assign Materials. Click natin si View and lalabas yung all list of our items. Let's say for example, mag-a-allocate tayo ng mga bricks for that project. Just double click. Paste yung lawa nila. And if ever, mag-a-allocate na po tayo ng mga material to that project, proceed lang po tayo ulit kay File, click po natin si Project. Click natin si View, and lalabas yung all list of our project. Pwede natin i-search since this system is searchable. Ayan, and select po natin si Assign Materials. View lang po natin, and lalabas yung all list of our project. Uy, malap, dude siya! Nangilan nga yun ang kanak kong buwanga ka. Studio. And now, to allocate materials to that project, proceed lang po tayo ulit kay File, select po natin si Project. Click natin yung View, and lalabas yung all list of our projects. Pwede natin i-search. Sopot na po dong! Pogi ka ba? Buak din yung tumbler on. Kalma, kalma. Papatakpan nyo dito. And to assign materials to that project, punta lang po tayo ulit kay File, select po natin si Project. Click natin yung View, and lalabas yung ating list of projects. Pwede natin i-search since this is open for searchable. Click po natin si Assign Materials. Click natin yung View, and lalabas yung all list of our materials. If ever, mag-a-allocate po tayo ng mga items, just double-click. Input natin yung quantity. Let's say, mag-a-allocate po tayo ng 100 pieces of bricks, click add. And then, mag-a-allocate din po tayo ng mga concrete hollow blocks, double-click. And input quantity. depende na po sa inyo kung ilang mga material yung possible na i-allocate natin. This is also printable if ever this allocation is kailangan nyo pang ipapa-approve, so pwede yung i-print. And, huy, nabuloding color, tabang! Malagi kapoy na ko. Balik kong dobi, basi malapit na gito siya. Lagi. Saan ang gudi ay? Marin mo. Now, to allocate materials to that project, punta lang po tayo ulit kay file. Select po natin si project. Click natin yung view and pwede natin i-search yung ating project. Click po natin si assign materials and click po natin si view. To assign material, just double click the item and input quantity. Click lang po natin si add and successfully added na po yung ating material. And let's say magdadagdag ulit tayo ng another item, just double click ulit, input quantity. Click add and click OK. And that's it. Ganun lang kadali yung pag-allocate ng mga material to that project. This allocation also is printable naman since we have icon na nimpilit na sa siya. Garo, lagi na siya. Uy, Lord, tabang. Uy, hindi na ako masyagi, promise. Taas na ng pasensya. To allocate material to the project, punta lang po tayo ulit kay files, select po natin si project. Click natin yung view and lalabas yung all list of our project. Search lang po natin si project, 2 to 3 letter lalabas agad. And then isa-select po natin si assign material. Click lang po natin yung view. Ay shoot, tawa na po na, remove. And now, to allocate material to that project, proceed lang po tayo ulit kay files, select lang po natin yung projects. Click lang po natin yung view and lalabas yung all list of our projects. Search lang po natin si project. Click po natin yung assign material. Bagod siya, istimewa.
And now, to allocate material to that project.
Proceed lang po tayo kay file. Select po natin si project. View po natin and lalabas agad yung all list of our projects. Search lang natin. After that, highlight and click lang po natin si assign materials. View lang po natin and lalabas yung all list of our materials. Let's say for this project, mag-allocate tayo ng mga bricks, then highlight si bricks and double click. Input quantity, click add, and successfully save na po yung pag-a-add natin. Click lang yung OK. And then, mag-a-add ulit tayo. So, same process lang po siya. Double click ulit the item and input quantity. Click lang po natin yung add. Click lang natin yung OK. And that's it. Ganyan lang kadali yung pag-a-allocate ng mga material to that project. This allocation is also printable naman since meron tayong print icon dito and lalabas agad yung material allocation natin. This receipt is printable and this is also exportable then to Excel or PDF file. Salamat sa kalingkawas. Since nakapag-allocate na po tayo ng mga material to that project and let's say yung mga na-allocate natin is approved na siya to our engineer, then that's the time itatransfer na po natin yung ating mga material. So to transfer, punta lang po tayo kay transfer and then select lang po natin si transfer transaction. Meron tayong from which is galing sa ating warehouse, papunta sa ating project which is yung ating MTC commercial building. Lalabas agad yung mga na-allocate natin to this project. So, to transfer, double-click again, bricks, and input quantity approved. Click add. Same goes with the other item, double-click and input quantity. Click add. And as you can see, nag-total po tayo ng 14,500 for our bricks as well as yung ating concrete hollow block. Transfer lang po natin nasa gitna. And then, transfer UI will appear. You can also add some notes and the status make sure isa-select natin si use since this item are all consumable or gagamitan natin siya agad to that project. Click natin si save and as you can see every transactions meron talaga tayong receipts na mag-generate. So all of our receipts are printable and also exportable to Excel or PDF. And that's it. Ganun lang kadali yung pagta-transfer ng ating mga material to that project. Kalsara. Kuglap ka.
hindi satisfying.
Perfect.
Since nakapag-allocate na po tayo ng mga material and then na-transfer na din po natin, so we have a report for that wherein makikita natin kung sumobra po ba tayo or kumulang sa ating mga materials doon. So to check, proceed lang po tayo kay reports, click lang po natin yung materials allocated versus actual. So ito yung nakakaganda sa report na ito. Drop down lang natin si project, select natin si MTC Commercial Building, and then i-review lang po natin yan. So, ito po yung interface ng ating allocated versus actual report of Project MTC Commercial Building. Dito pa lang, nakikita na natin yung mga materials na na-allocate and na-transfer natin to that project. We also have the unit measure column. We also have the allocate quantity. And then the actual quantity wherein na-transfer na talaga natin. And then dito natin makikita yung ating remaining amount kung sumobra po ba tayo or kung dito pa lang, zero na nakikita natin kasi tama lang yung na-allocate natin, tama lang din yung actual natin na na-transfer. We also have in amount column din. This report is printable. Ayan, and this is also exportable then to Excel or PDF file. Next, if ever magkakanvas naman tayo ng mga material from multiple supplier, punta lang po tayo kay canvassing. Select lang po natin si canvas transaction. Choose lang po tayo ng project. Magkakanvas tayo para sa ating project na si MTC Commercial Building. And then lalabas yung mga material na nasa project na yan. Let's say magkakanvas tayo ng mga bricks para sa project na ito. Then double click si bricks. And then lalabas sa supplier UI. Dito na po tayo makapag-add ng mga supplier. Let's say sa bricks na ito, nag-canvas tayo dun kay supplier. So to add supplier, just click the new supplier button. And then lalabas yung mga on list of our supplier. So to add, double click lang po. And then meron na po siya dito sa column sa baba. So double click lang ulit natin si 888. Ayan, and then dito na po tayo makapaglagay ng presyo ni bricks doon kay 888 Construction Supply. So let's say for example, yung presyo ng kanilang bricks na by feet, let's say of 65 pesos. Quantity na nakanvas natin, total number of 100 pieces. Click add. Ayan, and then nag-canvas ulit tayo pero from separate supplier na or another supplier. So click ulit natin si new supplier. And then let's say doon naman tayo kay TDSC Hardware Supplies nag-canvas. Double click ulit TDSC and input cost. Let's say yung sa kanila is tag 70 pesos. Same quantity din and click add. Let's say sa pag-canvas na ito or sa pag-canvas transaction natin, dalawang supplier lang muna yung kinakanvasan natin. So meron po tayong subtotal of 13,500 for this item. Dito pa lang, nakikita na natin na sino yung mas may affordable. So, si 888 pala yung mas may affordable na price. Okay, so after natin mag-canvas, isa-save na po natin. And then, isa-save lang natin yung transaction. And that's it. Meron po tayong receipt na mag-generate para sa pag-canvas natin. So, the same, printable din po ito and exportable then to Excel or PDF file. And that's it. Ganun lang kadali yung pag-canvas ng mga material from multiple supplier. Bahala na lang. Yungit-yungit dira eh. Ay, managid ko sa canvas yun. Quick guide lang. After we canvas, let's say ipe-purchase na po natin kung sino yung napili nating pagpipiohan ng supplier, punta lang po tayo kay purchasing, punta lang po tayo kay PO transaction. Just simply click the load canvas and mag-filter out agad yung mga na-canvas po natin. Let's say yung pagpo-purchase natin is si 888 kasi siya yung may mas affordable na price of that item. And then sa baba is ito po yung receipt number as well as ang amount. Once i-click natin yun, lalabas sa right side yung item mismo. So let's just double click. And then as you can see, diretso na siya sa right side. No need pa natin na mag-click pa dito one by one. Save lang natin after nito. And then payment UI will appear. As you can see, automatic na si canvas number. And then the payment type then. And then the notes, makakapag-add po tayo, and then the PO source. So may instances kasi na yung mga na-purchase, edo diretso na warehouse, possible din po yun. And may instances din na mga, yung na mga na-purchase is idere-derecho kay Pisting Yahoo! Oh, nagyungit-yungit na ko. Remove ta, sabi. Okay na to, to. Sige, go. Gutom na ko eh. Quick guide na ko! Dami na dami!